begin our afternoon. So I just would like you once again, just to close your eyes, we're just going to come back to the archangels and in a sense re-establish our position within space. Having been out into the world, having had our lunch, just going to bring ourselves back. So again, beware of your body's position, sitting on the floor, sitting on the chair. Be aware of yourself, contact with the ground, sitting in space. And just let yourself rest in your body, to whatever extent you can. Bring your attention to the east and to the presence of the Archangel Raphael, the angel of the morning, the angel of breath, of newness, of healing. Of beginnings. Turning to the south, noticing the Archangel Michael, the angel of noon, the angel of light, the angel whose face shines like the sun, the illuminating and empowering angel. Feel the presence of the angel of fire and light. Bringing your attention round to the west, we pay attention to Gabriel, the angel of vision, who is connected with the deep waters, who irrigates our lives and our worlds. Feeling this presence of the angel of the waters, the angel who brings true vision. Coming round to the north, paying attention to the Archangel Uriel, the light of God that shines in darkness, the angel of silence, of mystery and of transformation, teaches us the mystery of the transformation of matter. Feeling the deep, solid stillness of Uriel. Feeling the earth beneath us. The moon, the sun, and the thousand stars above us. sensing the presence of the living one at the center, the true human image. That is called by the Egyptians Esa Unefa, our deepest self made beautiful. Finding our place within the temple, within the circumscribed space that enables openness and vision. Taking our place and joining the company of the Blue Lotus. Contemplating the mystery of the Blue Lotus. Sinking down deep inside ourselves. Letting shape and form dissolve. As if following a lotus bud that is sinking down into the waters, following the threads of stem and root that take us down into the deep, dark waters, letting our shape dissolve into the waters, but holding the thread of the root that takes us deeper and deeper downwards. Through many layers of turbulence or obstruction, following the fine root, the single root that is our root. That takes us to a place of beginning, a place of rest and stillness. A place of pure being. Resting here. In the deep stillness. And then feeling is stirring in the deep, a quivering, a movement, a sense of intention. and feeling the movement upwards. From the deeply rooted place, rising up, becoming a new bud of the blue lotus, rising upwards, traveling slowly through the layers, feeling the will and the intention to manifest, to open and release your perfume into the air. Being the bud rising to the surface, feeling the light descending to meet you. Feeling the power of the deep upholding you. Feeling like the sunlight coming to meet you. Coming to the surface of the waters, unfolding your leaves, unfolding your bud. Appearing in your own most perfect form, under the light of the sun. Feeling opening, blossoming, feeling the perfume that is uniquely yours, manifesting into the world as the companion of the blue lotus. Feeling the manifestation of your form, feeling your presence in the inner and the outer world. Feeling the expression of your particular form of life and light. And as you are ready, open your senses, even as the lotus opens. Letting the particular fragrance and light that is you open into this room. Letting your senses unfurl. Letting your flower open. Opening just here, just now. And feeling the blessing of your presence coming through your body into the room. Just here, just now.